There's a saying in media that there's nothing new under the sun. But there's a point where people today are pioneering new works and new works for God. And one man who's like that is Alan Weatherall. He's the publisher and co-editor of a new magazine called Worldview Interactive. It's a new publication designed for thinking Christians. How did the idea come up for this publication?
I have been thinking for a long time that Christians need to expand their view of the world. It's so easy to think locally or even just get immersed in the day-to-day life and responsibilities of what we're doing and not to think too much beyond that. And it's very easy to be caught in our own cultural perspectives, in Western cultural mindset. And I think there's a need for us to step back from that and try to think biblically about what's going on around us, our culture, the political environment, and what's going on in the world.
I guess that is where the title of the publication comes from, Worldview Interactive. It's a worldview. What sort of features have you been putting together for the first edition?
The first edition looks primarily at the whole issue of war, being a very topical thing with
Iraq,
war in the Middle East.
Yeah.
I found that there's a tendency among Christians to think very superficially and to believe everything that they hear on the news. You know, and I've heard comments like, well, George Bush is a Christian, Tony Blair's a Christian, John Howard's a professing Christian, therefore the war must be right. And yet down through the ages, Christians have had different sort of perspectives on war. And Brian Edgar, one of the lecturers at Bible College of Victoria, he wrote a very good piece which looks at the different perspectives on war that Christians have had down through the ages. I think if we look at some of the issues he's raised, it will cause us to reflect again on what we think of current affairs.
Alan, could you give me a picture of the type of publications that Worldview Interactive is like? Would you say it's like The New Internationalist? Would you say it's like The Sydney Morning Herald? Would you say it's like The Bulletin?
It's a hard question to answer. In fact, I hope people will look at it and say, this is unlike anything we've seen before.
There may be a view within Christendom or the broader Christian community that politics and world events are things which Christians should stay away from. That's almost like a taboo area. Is that something that you are particularly coming in to engage the reader on, or is it something that you are just going to skirt around these issues?
I think we have to address those issues. I mean, years ago, I would have thought we should have avoided those issues too, because there's great potential to divide people, and people have strong passions, beliefs about their particular political preference. But the more I've grown in my faith, the more I've understood that we can't afford to ignore these issues, that Christianity really addresses every aspect of life.
I think one of the things that many people were taught by their parents when they were growing up was that there are two things in life you don't discuss. One of those is politics and the other is religion.
I learnt there was three things you shouldn't speak about. One was politics, the other was sex, and the other was religion. And we've addressed all three of those in this first issue. These are the issues of life, really.
We'll come back and we'll talk some more in just a moment.